obviously, our current president has had relationships with Epstein in the past, and there are those Katie Johnson and maybe other victims who accused Trump of being involved in things like this. In my experience, Trump supporters will not listen to anything along those lines. Obviously, we're not a court of law here right now, but are those claims that that case was dropped, it was dropped before it went to court, in your opinion as a lawyer and your experience, is there anything you can say as to the validity of those claims or whether or not there will be any, you know, any more about that?
Nothing at all. The only thing that I can say about President Trump is that he is the only person who, in 2009, when I served a lot of subpoenas on a lot of people, or at least gave notice to some pretty connected people that I was going, that I wanted to talk to them, he is the only person who picked up the phone and said, "Let's just talk. I'll give you as much time as you want. I'll tell you what you need to know," and was very helpful in the information that he gave, and gave no indication whatsoever that he was involved in anything untoward whatsoever, but had good information that checked out and that helped us, sure, and that we didn't have to take a deposition of him.
And that was in 2009?
That was in 2009. So,
do you know if there's any truth to James Patterson's claims that Trump kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago?
I've definitely heard that.